The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 18, King Iyati Regains His Youth. This chapter gives the history of King Iyati, the son of Nehusha. Among Iyati's five sons, the youngest son, Puru, accepted Iyati's invalidity. When Nehusha, who had six sons, was cursed to become a python, his eldest son, Yayati, took sannyas, and therefore the next son, Yayati, was enthroned as king. By providence, Yayati married the daughter of Shukracharya. Shukracharya was a brahmana, and Yayati was a kshatriya, but Yayati married her nonetheless. Shukracharya's daughter, named Devayani, had a girlfriend named Sarmishta, who was the daughter of Vishvaprarva. King Iyati married Sarmishta also. The history of this marriage is as follows. Once, Sarmishta was sporting in the water with thousands of her girlfriends, and Devayani was also there. When the young girls saw Lord Shiva seated on his bull with Uma, they immediately dressed themselves, but Sarmishta mistakenly put on Devayani's clothes. Devayani, being very angry, rebuked Sarmishta, who also became very angry and responded by rebuking Devayani and throwing her into a well. By chance, King Iyati came to that well and drank water, and he found Devayani and rescued her. Thus, Devayani accepted Maharaj Iyati as her husband. Therefore, Devayani, crying loudly, told her father about Sarmishta's behavior. Upon hearing of this incident, Shukracharya was very angry and wanted to chastise Vishvaprarva, Sarmishta's father. Vishvaprarva, however, satisfied Shukracharya by offering Sarmishta as Devayani's maidservant. Thus, Sarmishta, as the maidservant of Devayani, also went to the house of Devayani's husband. When Sarmishta found her friend Devayani with a son, she also desired to have a son. Therefore, at the proper time for conception, she also requested Maharaj Iyati for sex. When Sarmishta became pregnant also, Devayani was very envious. In great anger, she immediately left for her father's house and told her father everything. Shukracharya again became angry and cursed Maharaj Iyati to become old. But when Iyati begged Shukracharya to be merciful to him, Shukracharya gave him the benediction that he could transfer his old age and invalidity to some young man. Iyati exchanged his old age for the youth of his youngest son, Puru, and thus he was able to enjoy with young girls. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha Yatir Yayati Yasam Yatir Ayatir Vyati Krite Sad Eme Nahusyasanam Indriyanaiva Dehina. Synonym. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Yati, Yati, Yayati, Yayati, Samitya, Samiti, Samyati, Ayati, Ayati, Vyati, Vyati, Kriti, Kriti, Sat, six, Eme, all of them, Nahusaya, King Nahusa, Asan, were, Indriyani, the six senses, Eva, like, Dehino, of an embodied soul. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, O King Prakshit, as the embodied soul has six senses, King Nehusha had six sons named Yati, Yayati, Samyati, Ayati, Vyati, and Kriti. Text 2. Rajyam naichadyatapitra datam tat parinamavit yatra pavista purusha atmanam navaburyate. Synonyms. Rajyam, the kingdom, Naichat did not accept Yati, the oldest son, Yati Pritra, by his father, Dattam, offered Yat Parinam Vit, knowing the result of becoming powerful as a king, Yatra, wherein Parvista, having entered Purusha, such a person, Atmanam, self-realization, not Avabuddhayate, will take seriously and understand. Translation. When one enters the post of king or head of the government, one cannot understand the meaning of self-realization. Knowing this, Yati, the eldest son of Nehusha, did not accept the rule to power to rule, although it was offered by his father. Purport. Self-realization is the prime objective of human civilization and is regarded seriously by those who are situated in the mode of goodness and have developed the brahminical qualities. Kshatriyas are generally endowed with material qualities conducive to gaining material wealth and enjoying sense gratification. But those who are spiritually advanced are not interested in material opulence. Indeed, they accept only the bare necessities of life for spiritual advancement and self-realization. It is specifically mentioned here that if one enters political life, especially in the modern day, one loses the chance for human perfection. Nonetheless, one can attain the highest perfection if one hears Srimad Bhagavatam. This hearing is described as Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Maharaj Parikshit was involved in politics, but because at the end of his life he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami, he attained perfection very easily. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore suggested, Stani Stita Shruti Gatam Tanu Van Manobir Ye Prayaso Jita Jito Pi Asitais Trilokyam. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.3. Regardless of whether one is in the mode of passion, goodness, or ignorance, if one regularly hears Srimad Bhagavatam from the self-realized soul, one is freed from the bondage of material involvement. Text 3. Pitari Brahmsite Stanad Indranya Darshana Dvijai Prapite Jagar Ratvat from Vai Yayatir Abhavanripa. Synonyms. Pitare, when his father, Brahmastite, was caused to fall down, Stanat, from the heavenly planet, Indranya of Sachi, the wife of Indra, Darshanat, from offending Dvijai, upon her lodging a complaint with the Brahmanas, Prapite, being degraded to Ajagarvatam, the life of a snake, by indeed Yayati, the son named Yayati, Abhavat, became Nripa, the king. Translation. Because Nahusha, the father of Yayati, molested Indra's wife, Sachi, and who then complained to Agasti and other Brahmanas, these saintly Brahmanas cursed Nahusha to fall from the heavenly planets and be degraded to the status of a python. Consequently, Yayati became the king. Text 4. Chatrasrusvadi sa dikshu bratrin brat Ta Yavisyasa Kritadaro Jugopuravim Kavyasya Shrishapavana. Synonyms. Chatras Shrishu, over the four Adishat allowed to rule Dikshu directions, Bharatin, four brothers, Brata Yati Yavyasha, young Kritadara married Jugopa, ruled Urvim, the ruled Kavyasya, the daughter of Shukracharya, Rishaparvana, the daughter of Rishaparva. Translation. King Yati had four younger brothers, whom he allowed to rule the four directions. Yati himself married Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya, and Sarmishta, the daughter of Rishaparva, ruled the entire earth. Text 5. Sri Raja Uvacha. Brahmishir Bhagavan Kavya Chatrabandhus Chanuhas Nahusa Rajanya Vipriyo Kashmad Viviha Pratilomaka. Synonyms. Rishi Araja Uvachas Maharishi Parikshit inquired, Ramarishi, the best of the Brahmanas, Bhagavan, very powerful, Kavya Shukracharya, Chatrabandhu, belonging to the Kshatriya class, Cha also, Nahusha, King Yayati, Rajanya, Vipriyo, of a Brahmana and a Kshatriya, Kashmat, how, vivaha, a marital relationship, pratilomaka, against the customary regulative principles. Translation, Maharaj Parikshit said, Shukracharya was a very powerful Brahmana and Maharaj Yati was a Kshatriya. Therefore, I'm curious to know how there occurred this pratiloma marriage between a Kshatriya and a Brahmana. Purport. According to the Vedic system, marriages between Kshatriyas and Kshatriyas and between Brahmanas and Brahmanas are the general custom. If marriages sometimes take place between different classes, these marriages are of two types, namely Anuloma and Pratiloma. Anuloma, marriage between a Brahmana and the daughter of a Kshatriya, is permissible, but Pratiloma, marriage between a Kshatriya and the daughter of a Brahmana, is not generally allowed. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was curious about how Shukracharya, a powerful Brahmana, could accept the principles of Pratiloma. Maharaj Parikshit was eager to know the cause for this uncommon marriage. Text 6 and 7. Sri Shuka Vacha, Ekada Dhanavendrasya Sharmista Namakanyaka Shaki Shahasra Samyukta Guru Purtriya Chabramini Devayana Parodane Puspita Duruma Sankule Vyacharat Kalagitali Nalani Puline Bala. Synonyms. Shri Shukavacha Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Ekada, once upon a time, Dhanava Indrasya of Vishraparva, Sharmista Nama by name, Kanyaka, a daughter, Shaki Shahasra Samyukta, accompanied by thousands of friends, Guru Putya, with the daughter of the Guru, Shukracharya Cha, also, Bharmini, very easily irritated, Devayana, with Devayani, Pura Udyane, within the palace garden, Puspita, full of flowers, Druma, with nice trees, Sankule, congested, Vyacharat was walking, Galagita, with very sweet sounds, Ali, with bumblebees, Nalini, with lotuses, Puline, in such a garden, Abala, innocent. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami said, one day, Vrishaparva's daughter, Sharmista, who was innocent, but angry by nature, was walking with Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya, and with thousands of friends in the palace garden. The garden was full of lotuses and full of trees and fruits, and was inhabited by sweetly singing birds and bumblebees. Text 8. Tajala Sayam Asadya Kanaya Arkanya Kamala Lochana Tire Nyasya Dukalani Vijahru Sincharit Tir Mita. Synonyms. Ta, they, Jala Asayam, to the lakeside, Asadya, coming. Kanya, all the girls, Kamal Lochana, with eyes like lotus petals, Tire, on the bank, Nyasya, giving up, Dukalani, their dresses, Vrajaru, began to sport. Shinchati, throwing water, Mita, on one another. Translation. When the young lotus-eyed girls came to the bank of the reservoir of water, they wanted to enjoy by bathing. Thus, they left their clothing on the bank and began sporting, throwing water on one another. Viksha Vrajantam Girisham Sahadevya Vrishastitam Saha Shotiryasvam Samsi Paryadur Vriditashriya. Synonyms. Viksha, seeing Vrajantam passing by, Girasham, Lord Shiva, Saha, with Devya Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva, Vrishastitam, seated upon his bull, Sahasa, quickly, Uttirya, getting out of the water, Vasamsi, garments, Prayudu, put on the body, Vidrita, being ashamed, Striya, the young girls. Translation, while sporting in the water, the girls suddenly saw Lord Shiva passing by, seated on the back of his bull with his wife, Parvati. Ashamed, because they were naked, the girls quickly got out of the water and covered themselves with their garments. Text 10. Sharmista Janati Vaso Guru Putriya Samavayayat Shriya Matva Prakupita Devyandim Abravit. Synonyms. Sharmista, the daughter of Vishaparva, Ajanati, without knowledge, Vasha, the dress, Guru Putra of Devyani, the daughter of the Guru, Samyavayat, put on the body, Shriyam, her own, Matva, thinking, Prakopita, irritated and angry, Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya, Edam, this, Abravit said. Translation, Shamista unknowingly put Devayani's dress on her own body, thus angering Devayani, who then spoke as follows. Aho, near Rikshyatam Asya Dasya Karma Hi Asampratam Asma Daryam Dritta Vati Suniva Havir Ardvare. Synonyms. Aho, alas, Nirakshyatam, just see, Asya of her, Sarmista, Dasya, just like our servant, karma activities, he, indeed, Samapratam, Asampratam, without any etiquette, Asamdaryam, the garment meant for me, Dritavati, she has put on, Suniva, like a dog, Havi, clarified butter, Advare, meant for offering in the sacrifice. Translation, oh, just see the activities of this servant-maid Sarmista, disregarding all etiquette, she has put on my dress, just like a dog snatching clarified butter meant for use in a sacrifice. Text 12 through 14. Yar idam tapasastrishtam mukam pumsha parasya ye, daryate yar ihajyoti shiva panta pardarshita. yan vadanti mapastitante lokanath asureshvara bhagavan api vishvatma pavanashri niketana vayam tatrapi brighava shishyos syana pitasura asmadaryam ditavati sudovedam ivasati. Synonyms: yai, by which persons, idam, in this entire universe, tapasa, by austerity, srishtam, was created, mukham, the face, pumsha, of the Supreme Person, parasya, transcendental, yea, those who are, daryate, always, is always born, yai, by which persons, eha, here, jyoti, by the Brahma jyoti, the effulgence of the Supreme Lord, Shiva, auspicious, panta, way, pardashita, is directed, yan, by to whom, vedanti, offer prayers, upatishtante, honor and follow, Lokanath, the directors of the various planets, Sura Ishvara, the demigods, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Api, even Vishvatma, the Supersoul, Panava, the Purifier, and Sri Niketana, the daughter of the Goddess of Fortune, Vayam, we are, Tatrapi, even greater than other Brahmanas, Bhargava, the descendants of Bhargu, Shishya, disciple, Asya of her, Na, our Pita, father, Asura, belong to the demoniac group, Asmat Daryam, meant to be worn by us. Dritavati, she has put on, Sudra, a non-Brahmana worker, Vedam, the Vedas, Eva, like Asati, unchaste. Translation: we are among the qualified Brahmanas who are accepted as the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Brahmanas have created the entire universe by their austerity, and they always keep the absolute truth within the core of their hearts. They have directed the path of good fortune, the path of Vedic civilization, and because they are the only worshipable objects within this world, they are offered prayers and worshipped even by the great demigods, the directors of the various planets, and even by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul, the Supreme Purifier, the husband of the Goddess of Fortune. And we are even more respectful because we are in the dynasty of Bhrigu. Yet, although this woman's father, being among the demons, is our disciple, she has put on my dress exactly like a Shudra taking charge of Vedic knowledge. Text 15. Evam shipat pantim sarmista gurupat putrim abhasata rushatvasanti ur rangiva darshita dasta dachada. Synonyms: evam, thus, shipatantim, chastising, sarmista, the daughter of Drishaparva, guruputrim, unto the daughter of the guru, Sukracharya, abhasata, said, Rusha, being very angry, Shvasanti, breathing very heavily, Arangiva, like a serpent, Darsita, offended, trampled, Dastadachada, biting her lip with her teeth. Translation: Shukadev Goswami, what thus rebuked in cruel words, Sharmistra was very angry, breathing heavily like a serpent and biting her lower lip with her teeth. She spoke to the daughter of Shukracharya as follows. Text 16. Atmavritam avitnaya kasate babu bhikshuki kim na pratikashashe shmakam grihan bali bujoyata. Synonyms: atmavritam, one's own position, avinjinaya, without understanding, kataste, you are talking madly, so bahu, so much, bhikshuki, a beggar, kim, whether na, not, prakikashake, shashe, you wake, ashmakam, our grihan, at the house, bali buja, crows, yata, like. Translation: you beggar, since you don't understand your position, why should you unnecessarily talk so much? Don't all of you wait at our house, depending on us for your livelihood, like crows? Purport: crows have no independent life. They fully depend on the remnants of foodstuffs thrown by householders into the garbage tank. Therefore, because the Brahmana depends on his disciples, when Sharmistra was heavily rebuked by Devayani, she charged Devayani with belonging to the family of crow-like beggars. It is the nature of women to fight verbally, even at even a slight provocation. As we see from this incident, this has been their nature for a long, long time. Text 17. Evam vidhai suraproshai shipva charya sutam satim samishtra praksipat kupe vashas chadaya manyuna. Synonyms: evam vidhai, such, suparushai, by unkind words, shipva, after chastising acharya sutam, the daughter of Shukracharya, Satim Devayani, Sarmishta, Sarmishta, Praksipat, through her, Shupe into a well, Vasa, the garments, Cha, and Adaya taking away Manyuna because of anger. Translation: using such unkind words, Sarmishta rebuked Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya. In anger, she took away Devayani's garments and threw Devayani into a well. Text 18. Tasyam gatayam svagriham yatir mrigayam charan prapto yadich chayakupe jalarti tam dadashrasa. Synonyms: Tasyam, when she, Gatayam, went Svagriyam to her home, Iyati, King Iyati, Mrigayam, hunting, Charan, wandering, Prapta, arrived, Rijachaya, by chance, Kupe, in the well, Jala Arti, desiring to drink water, Tam, her, Devayani, Dadarsha, saw, ha, indeed. Translation: after throwing Devayani in the well, Sarmishta went home. Meanwhile, King Iyati, while engaged in a hunting excursion, went to the well to drink water and by chance saw Devayani. Text 19. Datva svam utaram vasas tasya raja vivashase grihitva panina panim ujahara padaya para. Synonyms: Datva, giving svam his own utaram, upper vasha cloth, tasyai, unto her, Devayani, raja, the king, Vishvavase, because she was naked, Grihitva, catching Panina with his hand, Panim, her hand, Ujahara, delivered, Dayapara, being very kind. Translation: seeing Devayani naked in the well, King Iyati immediately gave her his upper cloth. Being very kind to her, she caught her hand with his own and lifted her out. Text 20 through 21. Tambiram Abu Sanasi Prema nir paraya gira, rajam traya grihito me pani para puranjaya. Hasta graho paro madbut grihitayas tvaya hime, esha isha krito vira sampando na parosha. Synonyms: Tam, he unto him, viram yayati ah said, O Sanasi, the daughter of Ushanakavi Shukracharya, prema nirbaraya, saturated with love and kindness, gira, by such words, Rajan, O King, tvaya, by you, grihita, accepted me, my, pani, hand, para puranjaya, O the conqueror of the kingdoms of others, hasta griha, he who accepted my hand, apara, another, ma, may not, but become, grihitiya, accepted, tvaya, by you, he indeed, may, of me, Esha this, Isha Krita, arranged by Providence, Vira, O hero, Sambandha, relationship, na our, na not, Parosha, anything man-made. Translation: with words saturated with love and affection, Devayani said to King Iyati, O great hero, O king, O conqueror of the cities of your enemies, by accepting my hand, you have accepted me as your married wife. Let me not be touched by others, for our relationship as husband and wife has been made possible by Providence, not by any human being. Purport: while taking Devayani out of the well, King Iyati must certainly have appreciated her youthful beauty, and therefore he might have asked her which caste she belonged to. Thus, Devayani would have immediately replied, quote, we are already married because you have accepted my hand, end quote. Uniting the hands of the bride and bridegroom is a system perpetually existing in all societies. Therefore, as soon as Yati accepted Devayani's hand, they could be regarded as married. Because Devayani was enamored with the hero Yati, she requested him not to change his mind and let another come to marry her. Text 22. Yad idam kupa magnaya bhavatu darshanam mama na brahmano me bhavita Hastagraho Mahabuja Kashayasya Brahraspat Tasya Sapad Yam Asapampura. Synonyms: yet, because of Idam this, Kupa Magnaya, fallen in the well, Bhavata, of your good self, Darshana, meeting, Mama, with me, na, not, Brahmana, the qualified Brahma, may, my Bhavita, will become Hastagraha, husband, Mahabhuja, O great mighty armed one, Kashasya, of Kacha, Brihaspatasya, the son of the learned Brahman and celestial priest Brihaspati, Shapat, because of the curse, Yam, whom, Asapam I cursed Pura in the past. Translation: because of falling in the well, I met you. Indeed, this has been arranged by Providence. After I cursed Kacha, the son of the learned scholar Brihaspati, he cursed me by saying that I would not have a Brahmana for a husband. Therefore, O mighty armed one, there is no possibility of my becoming a wife, the wife of a Brahmana. Purport: Kacha, the son of the learned celestial priest Brihaspati, had been a student of Shukracharya, for whom he had learned the art of reviving a man who has died untimely. This art, called Mrityasunvijani, was especially used during wartime. When there was a war, soldiers would certainly die untimely, but if a soldier's body was intact, he could be brought to life again by using this art of Mrityasunvijani. This art was known as to Shukracharya and many others, and Kacha, the son of Brihaspati, became Shukracharya's student to learn it. Devayani desired to have Kacha as her husband, but Kacha, out of regard for Shukracharya, looked upon the guru's daughter as a respectable superior and therefore refused to marry her. Devayani angrily cursed Kacha by saying that although he had learned the art of Mrityasunvijani from her father, it would be useless. When cursed in this way, Kacha retaliated by cursing Devayani never to have a husband who was a Brahmana. Because Devayani liked Yayati, who was a Kshatriya, she requested him to accept her as his bona fide wife. Although this would be a pratiloma vaha, a marriage between the daughter of a high family and the son of a lower family, she explained that this arrangement was made by Providence. Text 23. Yatir anu bit pretam daivo paharitam atmana manas tutad gatam budva pratija graha tad vacha. Synonyms: Yati, king Yati, anu pretam, not liked, daiva uparitam, brought about by providential arrangement, atmana, his personal interest, mana, mind, too, however, tat gatam, being attracted to her, budva, by such intelligence, pratija hakaraha, accepted tatvacha, the words of Devayani. Translation: Shukadeva Goswami continued, because such a marriage is not sanctioned by regular scriptures, King Yayati did not like it, but because it was arranged by Providence and because he was attracted by Devayani's beauty, he accepted her request. Purport: according to the Vedic system, the parents would consider the horoscopes of the boy and girl who were to be married. If, according to astrological calculations, the boy and girl were compatible in every respect, the match was called Yotaka and the marriage would be accepted. Even 50 years ago, this system was current in Hindu society. Regardless of the affluence of the boy or the personal beauty of the girl, without this astrological compatibility, the marriage would not take place. A person is born in one of three categories, known as Devagana, Manusyagana, and Rakshasagana. In different parts of the universe, there are demigods and demons, and in human society, there are some people resemble demigods, whereas others resemble demons. If, according to astrological calculations, there was a conflict between a godly and a demonic nature, the marriage would not take place. Similarly, there were calculations of pratiloma and anuloma. Central idea is that if the boy and girl were on equal level, the marriage would be happy, whereas inequality would lead to unhappiness. Because care is no longer taken in marriage, we now find many divorces. Indeed, divorce has now become a common affair, for although formerly one's marriage would continue lifelong, and the affection between husband and wife was so great that the wife would voluntarily die when her husband died or would remain a faithful widow throughout her entire life. Now, of course, this is no longer possible, for human society has fallen to the level of animal society. Marriage now takes place simply by agreement. Dampati biruchir etu, Srimad Bhagavatam 12.23. The word abiruchi means, quote, agreement, end quote. If the boy and girl simply agree to marry, the marriage takes place. But when the Vedic system is not rigidly observed, marriage frequently ends in divorce. Text 24. Gate rajani sadire tatra smaru dati pitu nyave daya tata sarvam uktam sarmis daya kritam. Synonyms: gate rajani, after the departure of the king, sa, she, Devayani, dire, learned, tatra sma, returning to her home, rudati, crying, Pituk before her father, Nyavediat, submitted Tata thereafter. Sarvam all uktam mentioned Sarmistaya by Sarmista Kritam done. Translation, thereafter, when the learned king returned to his palace, Devayani returned home crying and told her father Shukracharya about all that had happened because of Sarmista. She told how she had been thrown into the well and but was saved by the king. Text 25. Durmana Bhagavan Kavya Purohityam Bigarhayam Stutvam Vritim Chakopitam Durahitra So Sayayo Purat. Synonyms. Durmana, being very unhappy, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Kavya, Shukracharya, Purohityam, the business of priesthood, Vigarhayam, condemning, Stuvan, praising, Vritim, the profession, Cha, and Kopitim, of collecting grains from the field, Duhitra, with his daughter, Sahi, Shukracharyayo, went Purat from his own residence. Translation, as Shukracharya listened to what happened to Devayani, his mind was very much aggrieved. Condemning the profession of priesthood and praising the profession of Unchavrita, collecting grains from the fields, he left home with his daughter. Purport. When a Brahmana adopts the profession of Kapota, or pigeon, he lives by collecting grains from the field. This is called Unchavriti. A Brahmana who takes to this Unchavriti profession is called first class because he depends completely on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and does not beg from anyone. Although the profession of begging is allowed for a Brahmana or sannyasi, one does better if he can avoid such a profession and depend completely on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for maintenance. Shukracharya was certainly very sorry that because of his daughter's complaint he had to go to his disciple and beg some mercy, which he was obliged to do because he had adopted the profession of priesthood. In his heart, Shukracharya did not like his profession, but since he had accepted it, he was obliged to go unwillingly to his disciple and settle a grievance submitted by his daughter. Text 26. Vrishaparva tam anjay naya pratyanika vivakshitam gurum prasadayan murdna padayo patita pati. Synonyms. Vrishaparva, the king of the demons, tam agnaya, understanding the motive of Shukracharya, pratyanika, some curse, vivakshitam, desiring to speak gurum, his spiritual master, Shukracharya, prasadayat, he immediately satisfied murdna with his head, padeo, at the feet, patita, fell down, pati, on the road. Translation. King Vrishaparva understood that Shukracharya was coming to chastise or curse him. Consequently, before Shukracharya came to his house, Vrishaparva went out and fell down in the street at the feet of his guru and satisfied him, checking his wrath. Text 27. Shanarda Manyur Bhagavan Shishyam Vyachata Bhargava Kamosya Kriyatam Drajam Nainyam Vyaktum Ihot Sahe. Synonyms. Shana Arda, lasting only a few minutes, Manu, whose anger, Bhagavan, the most powerful Shishyam, unto his disciple Vrishaparva, Vyachasta, said, Bhargava, Shukracharya, descendant of Bhrigu, Kama, the desire, Asya, of this Devayani, Kriyatam, please fulfill, Rajan, O king, na, not, enam, this girl, Tyaktum, to give up, iha, in this world, Utsahe, am I able. Translation. The powerful Shukracharya was angry for a few moments, but upon being satisfied, he said to Vrishaparva, my dear king, kindly fulfill the desire of Devayani, for she is my daughter, and in this world I cannot give her up or neglect her. Purport. Sometimes a great personality like Shukracharya cannot neglect his sons and daughters, for sons and daughters are by nature dependent on their father, and the father has affection for them. Although Shukracharya knew that the quarrel between Devayani and Sarmista was childish, as Devayani's father he had to side with his daughter. He did not like to do this, but he was obliged to because of affection. He plainly admitted that although he should not have asked the king for mercy for his daughter, because of affection he could not avoid doing so. Text 28. Tateti avastite praha devayani manogatam pitra data yato yesye sanuga yatu mam anu. Synonyms. Tatahi, when King Vrishaparva agreed to Shukracharya's proposal. Avastite, the situation being settled in this way, Praha said Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya, Manugatam, her desire, Pitra, by the father, Datta given, Yata to whomever, Yasi, I shall go, Saangnuga, with her friends, Yatu shall go, Mam Anu, as my follower or servant. Translation. After hearing Shukracharya's request, Rishabharva agreed to fulfill Devayani's desire, and he awaited her words. Devayani then expressed her desire as follows. Quote, whenever I marry, by the order of my father, my friend Sarmista must go with me as my maidservant, along with her friends. End quote. Text 29. Pitra date Devayani Sarmista Sanuga Tada. Svanam tat sankatam viksha tad artasya chakaravam Devayanim parascharat sti sahasrena dasavat. Synonyms. Pitra, by the father Datta given, Devayani, unto Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya, Sarmista, the daughter of Rishabharva, Sa Anuga, with her friends, tada at that time, Svanam of his own, tat that sankatam, dangerous position, viksha observing, tat from him, artasya, for the benefit, cha also, garavam, the greatness, Devayanim, unto Devayani, paryacharat, served, stri sarasrena, with thousands of other women, das vat, acting as a slave. Translation. Vishvaparva wisely thought that Shukracharya's displeasure would bring danger and that his pleasure would bring material gain. Therefore, he carried out Shukracharya's order and served him like a slave. He gave his daughter Sarmista to Devayani, and Sarmista served Devayani like a slave along with thousands of other women. Purport. In the beginning of these affairs concerning Sarmista and Devayani, we saw that Sarmista had many friends. Now, these friends became maidservants of Devayani. When a girl married a Kshatriya king, it was customary for all her girlfriends to go with her to her husband's house. For instance, when Vasudeva married Devaki, the mother of Krishna, he married all six of her sisters, and she also had many friends who accompanied her. The king would maintain not only his wife, but also the many friends and maidservants of his wife. Some of these maidservants would become pregnant and give birth to children. Such children were accepted as Dasiputra, the sons of the maidservants, and the king would maintain them. The female population was always greater than the male, but since a woman needs to be protected by a man, the king would maintain many girls who acted either as friends or as maidservants of the queen. In the history of Krishna's household life, we find that Krishna married 16,108 queens, wives. These were not maidservants, but direct queens, and Krishna expanded himself into 16,108 forms to maintain different establishments for each and every wife. This is not possible for ordinary men. Therefore, although the kings had to maintain many, many servants and wives, not all of them had different establishments. Text 30. Nahusaya sutam datva sahasramistayau sana tam aharajam sarmistam adas talpe nakarhichit. Synonyms. Nahushaya, unto King Yati, the descendant of Nahusha, sutam, his daughter Datva, giving in marriage saha with Sarmistaya, Sarmista, the daughter of Vishaparva and servant of Devayani, Ushana Shukracharya tam, unto him King Yati, aha said, Rajan, my dear king. Sarmista, and Sarmista, the daughter of Rishabharva, Adha, allow, Tulpe, on your bed, not, Karichit, at any time. Translation. When Shukracharya gave Devayani in marriage to Yati, he had Sarmista go with her, but he warned the king, quote, my dear king, never allow this girl, Sarmista, to lie with you in your bed, end quote. Text 32. Vilokyasanasim Rajan, Charm, Mista suprajam kvachit tam eva vavre vrahasi sakya patim rato sati. Synonyms. Vilokya, by seeing ausasanasim Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya, Rajan, O King Prakshit, Sarmista, the daughter of Rishabharva, suprajam, possessing nice children, kvachit at some time, tam, him, King Yati, eva, indeed, Vavre requested Rahasi in a secluded place, Sakya, of her friend Patim, the husband, Rato, at the appropriate time, Sati, begin in that position. Translation: O King Prixit, upon seeing Devayani with a nice son, Sarmista once approached King Yati at the appropriate time for conception. In a secluded place, she requested the king, the husband of her friend Devayani, to enable her to have a son also. Text 32. Raja Purtyar Hitito Patye Dharmam Chakveksya Dharmavit Smaran Chukrad Vachakale Distam Eva Vyapadyata. Synonyms: Raja Prutya. By Sarmista, who is the daughter of a king, Artita being requested Apate for a son, Dharmam, religious principles, Cha, as well as Aveksha, considering Dharmavit, aware of all religious principles, Sarmaran, remembering Sukravacha, the warning of Shukracharya Kale at the time, Distam, circumstantially, Eva, indeed, Abhyapadyata, accepted to fulfill a desire of Sarmista. Translation: When Princess Sarmista begged King Yati for a son, the king was certainly aware of the principles of religion, and therefore he agreed to fulfill her desire. Although he remembered the warning of Shukracharya, he thought this union was the desire of the Supreme, and thus he had sex with Sarmista. Purport: King Yati was completely aware of the duty of a Kshatriya. When a Kshatriya is approached by a woman, he cannot deny her. This is a religious principle. Consequently, when Dharmaraj Yudhisthira saw Arjuna unhappy after Arjuna returned from Dwarka, he asked whether Arjuna had refused a woman who had begged for a son. Although Maharaj Yati remembered Sukracharya's warning, he could not refuse Sarmista. He thought it wise to give her a son, and thus he had sexual intercourse with her after her menstrual period. This kind of lust is not against religious principles. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.11, Dharma virido bhuteshus kamosmi. Sex life not contrary to principles of religion is sanctioned by Krishna. Because Sarmista, the daughter of a king, had begged Yati for a son, their combination was not lust, but an act of religion. Text 33. Yadum turvasum chaiva devayani vyajayata duryum chanum chapurum cha Sarmista Varsha Parvani. Synonyms: Yadum, Yadu, Cha, and Turvasum, Turvasu, Cha, and Eva, as well as Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya, Vyajayata, gave birth to Duyam, Duyu, Cha, and Namum, Anu, Cha, also Purum, Puru, Cha, also Sarmista, Sarmista, Varsha Parvani, the daughter of Rishaparva. Translation: Devayani gave birth to Yadu and Turvasu, and Sarmista gave birth to Duryu, Anu, and Puru. Text 34. Garba Sambhavan Asurya Bhurtur Jivnaya Manini Devayani Pratugeham Ya Yo Krodha Vimurchita. Synonyms: Garba Sambhavan, pregnancy, Sudhur Asurya of Sarmista, Bhurtu, made possible by her husband, Vijanaya, knowing from the Brahmana astrologers, Manini being very proud, Devayani, the daughter of Shukracharya Prithu, of her father, Geham, to the house, Yayo, departed, Kurtavimurchita, frenzied because of anger. Translation: When the proud Devayani understood from outside sources that Sarmista was pregnant by her husband, she was frenzied with anger. Thus she departed for her father's house. Text 35. Priyam anugata kami vachubir upamantrayam na prasandiyat yitum sheke pada samvahanadibi. Synonyms: Priyan, his beloved wife anugata, following kami, very, very lusty, vachubi, by great words, upamantrayan, appeasing, na not, prasandiyatitum, to appease, sheke is able, Pada Sambahana Adibi, even by massaging her feet. Translation: King Yati, who was very lusty, followed his wife and caught her and tried to appease her by speaking pleasing words and massaging her feet, but he could not satisfy her by any means. Text 36. Shukras tam aha kupita stri karman rita purusha tvam jara vasatam manda virupa karani nrinam. synonyms. Shukra, Shukracharya tam unto him, King Yati. Aha, said Kupita, being very angry at him. Shrikama, you who have lusty desires for women, Anita Purusha, O untruthful person, tvam unto you. Jara, old age, invalidity. Visatam, may enter, Manda, you fool. Virupa Karani, which disfigures Nrinam, the bodies of human beings. Translation, Shukracharya was extremely angry. You, untruthful fool, lusting after women, you've done a great wrong, end quote. He said, quote, therefore I curse you to be attacked and disfigured by old age and invalidity, end quote. Text 37, Shri Yati Ravacha, apripto shmi adya kamanam, brahma duritaris mate, vyatsyasyatam yatakamam, vayasya yo vidhisyati. Synonyms. Shri Yati Uvacha, King Yati said, Atrita, unsatisfied asmi, I am adya till now, kamanam, to satisfy my lusty desires, Brahman, O learned Brahmana. Duitari, in connection with the daughter, sma, in the past, te, your vyatsyasyatam, in exchange, gyata kamam, as long as you are lusty, vyayasa, with youth, ya abhidasyati, if one who agrees to exchange your old age for his youth. Translation, King Yati said, quote, O learned, worshipable Brahmana, I have not yet satisfied my lusty desires with your daughter, end quote. Shukracharya then replied, quote, you may exchange your old age with someone who will agree to transfer his youth to you, end quote. Purport, when King Yati said that he had not yet satisfied his lusty desires with Shukracharya's daughter, Shukracharya saw that it was against the interest of his own daughter for Yati to continue his own old age and invalidity, for certainly his lusty daughter would not be satisfied. Therefore, Shukracharya blessed his son-in-law by saying that he could exchange his old age for someone else's youth. He indicated that if Yati's son would exchange his youth for Yati's old age, Yati could continue to enjoy sex with Devayani. Text 38. Iti labda vivastana putram jestam avochata yado tata pratichemam jaram nehi nijamvaya. Synonyms. Iti, thus, labda vivastana, getting the opportunity to exchange his old age, putram, to unto his son, jestam, the eldest, avochata, he requested Yadu, O Yadu, tata, you are my beloved son, prachita, kindly exchange imam this, jaram, invalidity, dehi, and give nijam, your own, vayu, youth. Translation, when Yati received this benediction from Shukracharya, he requested his eldest son, my dear son Yadu, please give me your youth in exchange for my old age and invalidity. Text 39. Mata maha kritam vatsa na tripto visayesh vaham vayasa bhava diena ramsye kati payasama. Synonyms. Mata maha kritam, given by your maternal grandfather Shukracharya, vatsa, my dear son, na, not, tripta, satisfied, visayeshu, in sex life, sense gratification, aham, I am, vayasa, by age, bhavadiyena, of your good self, ramsye, I shall enjoy sex life, katipaye, for a few samai years. Translation, my dear son, I am not yet satisfied in my sexual desires, but if you are kind to me, you can take the old age given by your eternal maternal grandfather, and I may take your youth so that I may enjoy life for a few years more. Purport, this is the nature of lusty desires. In Bhagavad Gita 7.20, it is said, Kamastas Tairitigyan, when one is too attached to sense gratification, he actually loses his sense. The word Hritigyan refers to one who has lost his sense. Here is an example. The father shamelessly asks his son to exchange youth for old age. Of course, the entire world is under such illusion. Therefore, it is said that everyone is pramata, or exclusively mad. Nunam pramate kurutavi karma. When one is almost like a madman, he indulges in sex and sense gratification. Sex and sense gratification can be controlled, however, and if one achieves perfection when he has no desires for sex. This is possible only when one is fully Krishna conscious. Yada vadi mama cheta Krishna padaravinde nava nava rasa dhyamani udyatam ratum asit tadavadi bata nari sangame smari yamane bhavati mukha vikaras tustu nistivanam cha. Quote, since I have been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, realizing ever new pleasure in him, whenever I think of sex pleasure, I spit at the thought and my lips curl with distaste, end quote. Sexual desire can be stopped only when one is fully Krishna conscious and not otherwise. As long as one has desires for sex, one must change his body and transmigrate from one body to another to enjoy sex in different species or forms. But although the forms may differ, the business of sex is the same. Therefore, it is said, punat punas charvita charvananam. Those who are very much attached to sex transmigrate from one body to another with the same business of, quote, chewing the chewed, end quote. Tasting sex enjoyment as a dog, sex enjoyment as a hog, sex enjoyment as a demigod, and so on. Text 40. Sri Yadur Avacha Notsahe Jarasastatum Antara Praptayatava Avitiva Sukham Gramyam Vaitrinyam Naiti Purusha. Synonyms. Sri Yadu Avacha. Yadu, the eldest son to Yati, replied, Sa utsahe, I am not enthusiastic, Jarasa, with your old age and invalidity, statum, to remain, Antara, while in youth, Praptaya, accepted Tava, your aviditva, without experience, sukham, happiness, gramyam, material or bodily, vaitrisnyam, indifference to material enjoyment, na, does not ite attain, purusha, a person. Translation, Yadu replied, My dear father, you have already achieved old age, although you were a young man, but I do not welcome your old age and invalidity, for unless one enjoys material happiness, one cannot attain renunciation. Purport, renunciation of material enjoyment is the ultimate goal of human life. Therefore, the Varnashram institution is most scientific. It aims at giving one the facility to return home back to Godhead, which one cannot do without completely renouncing all connections with the material world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukhasya. One who wants to return, go back home, back to Godhead, must be Nishkinchana, free from all affinity for material enjoyment. Brahmani Upasamashrayam. Unless one is fully renounced, one cannot engage in devotional service or stay in Brahman. Devotional service is rendered on the Brahman platform. Therefore, unless one attains the Brahman platform or spiritual platform, one cannot engage in devotional service. Or, in other words, a person engaged in devotional service is already on the Brahman platform. Mam chayo vyabhacharane bhakti yogena sevate saganan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 14:26. If one attains devotional service, therefore, he is certainly liberated. And generally, unless one enjoys material happiness, one cannot attain renunciation. Varnashram therefore gives the opportunity for gradual elevation. Yadu, the son of Maharaj Yati, explained that he was unable to give up his youth, for he wanted to use it to attain the renounced order in the future. Maharaj Yadu was different from his brothers, as stated in the next verse. Turvasas chodita pitra duryus chanus chabarata pratyachakyur adharma jna. Maharaj Yadu's brothers refused to accept their father's proposal because they were not completely aware of Dharma. To accept orders that follow religious principles, especially the orders of one's father, is very important. Therefore, when the brothers of Marzyadu refused their father's order, this was certainly irreligious. Marzyadu's refusal, however, was religious. As stated in the 10th canto, Yadu's Cha Dharma Silasya. Marzyadu was completely aware of the principles of religion. The ultimate principle of religion is to engage oneself in devotional service to the Lord. Marzyadu was very eager to engage himself in the Lord's service, but there was an impediment. During youth, the material desire to enjoy material senses is certainly present, and unless one fully satisfies these lusty desires in youth, there is a chance of one's being disturbed in rendering service to the Lord. We have actually seen that many sannyasis who accept sannyas prematurely, not having satisfied their material desires, fall down because they are disturbed. Therefore, the general process is to go through grihastha life and vanaprastha life and finally come to sannyas and devote oneself completely to the service of the Lord. Marzyadu was ready to accept his father's order and exchange youth for old age, but because he was confident that the youth taken by his father would be returned. But because this exchange would delay his complete engagement in devotional service, he did not want to accept his father's old age, for he was eager to achieve freedom from disturbances. Moreover, from among the descendants of Yadu would be Lord Krishna. Therefore, because Yadu was eager to see the Lord's appearance in his dynasty as soon as possible, Yadu refused to accept his father's proposal. This was not irreligious, however, because Yadu's purpose was to serve the Lord. Because Yadu was a faithful servant of the Lord, Lord Krishna appeared in his dynasty, as confirmed in the prayers to Kunti, Yadu Priyasyan Vavaye. Yadu was very dear to Krishna, and who was therefore eager to descend in Yadu's dynasty. In conclusion, Marzyadu should not be considered adharmagna, ignorant of religious principles, as the next verse designates his brothers. He was like the four Sanakas, Chatursana, who refused the order of their father, Brahma, for the better sake of a better cause. Because the four Kumars wanted to engage themselves completely in the service of the Lord as brahmacharis, their refusal to obey their father's order was not irreligious. Text 41. Tirvasus chodita pitra drius chanus chabarata pratyachakrur adharman jna hi anitye nityabadhaya. Synonyms. Tirvasu, another son, chodita, requested pita by the father to exchange old age and invalidity for his youth. Druyu, another son, cha also, and Anu, another son, cha also, Bharat, O King Prakshit, Pratyachakyu, refused to accept adharmagna because they did not know religious principles. He, indeed, anitye, temporary youth, nitya badhaya, thinking to be permanent. Translation, O Maharaj Prakshit, Yayati similarly requested his sons, Tirvasu, Duyu, and Anu, to exchange their youth for his old age, but because they were unaware of religious principles, they thought that their flickering youth was eternal, and therefore they refused to carry out their father's order. Text 42. Aprichat taniyam puram vayasonam gunadikam natram agrajavaj vatsa mam pratyakyatum arasi. Synonyms. Aprichat requested taniyam the son, puru, vayasam, Vyasa, by age, unam, although younger, guna adikam, better than the others by quality, not tvam, you, agrajavat, like your older brothers, vatstam, my dear son, mam, me, pratyakyatum, to refuse, arasi, ought. Translation. King Iyati then requested Puru, who was younger than these three brothers, but more qualified, quote, my dear son, do not be disobedient like your elder brothers, for that is not your duty. End quote. Text 43. Sri Purur Avacha. Konu loke manursyendra pritur atma kritapaman pratikartum kshama yasya prasadad vindade param. Synonyms. Sri Purur Avacha. Puru said, ka, what, nu, indeed, loke, in this world. Manusi Indra, O your majesty, best of human beings, Pitu, the father, Atmakrita, who has given his body, Puman, a person, Pratikartum, to repay, Kshama, is able, Yasya, of whom, Prasadat, by the mercy, Vindate, who one enjoys, Param, superior life. Translation. Puri replied, "O your majesty, who in this world can repay his debt to his father? By the mercy of one's father, one gets the human form of life, which can enable one to become an associate of the Supreme Lord." Purport. The father gives the seed of the body, and this seed gradually grows and develops until one ultimately attains the developed human body with consciousness higher than that of the animals. If the human body can be elevated to the higher planets, and furthermore, if one cultivates Krishna consciousness, one can return home back to Godhead. This important human body is obtained by the grace of the Father, and therefore everyone is indebted to his Father. Of course, if in other lives one also gets a father and mother, even cats and dogs have fathers and mothers, but in the human form of life, the father and mother can award their son the greatest benediction by teaching them to become a devotee. When one becomes a devotee, he achieves the greatest benediction because he completely averts the repetition of birth and death. Therefore, the father who trains his child in Krishna consciousness is the most benevolent father in this world. It is said, Jamane Jamane Sabe Pita Matapai Krishna Guru Nahi Male Bhaja Hei Ai. Everyone gets a father and mother, but if one gets the benediction of Krishna and Guru, he can conquer material nature and return home, back to Godhead. Text 44. Utamas Chintitam Kuryat Prokta Kari Tuman Deyama Adhamo Sharya Kuryat Akarto Charitam Pitu. Synonyms. Uttama, the best, Chintitam, considering the father's idea, Kuryat acts accordingly, Prokta Kadi, one who acts on the order of the father, too, indeed, Madhyama, mediocre, Adama, lower class, Ashradaya, without any faith, Kuryat acts, Akarta, unwilling to do, Ucharitam, like stool, Pitu, of the father. Translation. A son who acts it by anticipating what his father wants him to do is first class, one who acts upon receiving his father's order is second class, and one who executes his father's order irreverently is third class, but a son who refuses his father's order is like his father's stool. Purport. Puru, Yati's last son, immediately accepted his father's proposal, for although he was the youngest, he was very qualified. Puru thought, quote, I should have accepted my father's proposal before he asked, but I did not. Therefore, I am not a first-class son. I am a second-class. But I do not wish to become the lowest type of son, who is compared to his father's stool, end quote. An Indian poet has spoken of putra and mutra. Putra means son, and mutra means urine. Both a son and urine come from the same genitals. If a son is an obedient devotee of the Lord, he is called putra, or a real son. Otherwise, if he is not learned and is not a devotee, a son is nothing better than urine. Text 45. Iti paramudita pura pratyagranaj jarampitu sopitva tad vayasa kaman. Yatat vaj jujis juse nripa. Synonyms. Iti, in this way, pramudita, very pleased, puru, pratyagri not accepted, jaram, the old age and invalidity pitu of his father, saw that father, yayati api, also, tat vayasa, by the youth of his son, come on all desires, yatavat, as required, jujuse, satisfied, nripa. O Maharaj Prakshit. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami said, in this way, O Maharaj Prakshit, the son named Puru was very pleased to accept the old age of his father, Yayati, who took the youth of his son and enjoyed this material world as he required. Text 46. Saptadvipapta samyak prativat palayan praja yato padro samvishayan jujuse vyahatendriya. Synonyms. Saptadvipapati, the master of the entire world consisting of seven islands, samyak, completely, pritivat, exactly like a father, palayan, ruling, praja, the subjects, yata upajosam, as much as he wanted, vishayan, material happiness, jujuse, enjoyed, avyahata, without being disturbed, indriya, his senses. translation. Thereafter, King Iyati became the ruler of the entire world, consisting of 7 islands, and ruled the citizens exactly like a father. Because he had taken the youth of his son, his senses were unimpaired, and he enjoyed as much material happiness as he desired. Text 47. Devyani api anudinam mano dagveha vastubi prayasa paramam pritim uvaha prayasya raha. Synonyms. Devyani, Maharajayati's wife, the daughter of Shukracharya api also, anudinam, 24 hours, day after day, manavak, by her mind and words, deha, body, vastubi, with all requisite things, prayasa, of her beloved husband, paramam, transcendental, pritim, bliss, uvaha, executed, prayasi, very dear to her husband, raha, in seclusion, without any disturbance. Translation. In secluded places, engaging her mind, words, body, and various paraphernalia, Devayani, the dear wife of Maharajayati, always brought her husband the greatest possible transcendental bliss. Text 48. Ayajad Yagna Purusham Kratubir Buri Dakshinai Sarva Deva Mayam Devam Sarva Veda Mayam Harim. Synonyms. Ayajat, worshipped. Yaja Purusham, the Yaga Purusha, the Lord, Kratubi, by performing various sacrifices, Buri Dakshinai, giving abundant gifts to the Brahmanas, Sarva Deva Mayam, the reservoir of all the demigods, Devam, the Supreme Lord, Sarva Veda Mayam, the ultimate object of all Vedic knowledge, Harim, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. King Iyati performed various sacrifices in which he offered abundant gifts to the Brahmanas to satisfy the Supreme Lord Hari, who is the reservoir of all the demigods and the object of all Vedic knowledge. Text 49. Yasmin idam vidachitam vyomniva jaladalavai yaneva bhati na bhati svapna maya manorata. Synonyms. Yasmin, in whom, idam, this entire cosmic manifestation, virachitam, created, vyomni, in the sky, eva, just like, jalada avila, clouds, nana eva, as if in different varieties, bhati is manifested, na abhati is unmanifested, svapnamaya, illusion, like a dream, manarata, created to be traversed by the chariot of the mind. Translation. The Supreme Lord Vasudeva, who created the cosmic manifestation, exhibits himself as all-pervading like the sky that holds clouds. When the creation is annihilated, everything enters into the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and varieties are no longer manifested. Purport. As stated by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 7.19, Bhavanam janmanamante genamamam prapadyate vasudevam sabhameti sa mahatma sadurlabha. Quote, after many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. End quote. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, is one with the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Everything is in him in the beginning, and at the end all manifestations enter into him. He is situated in everyone's heart, sarvasichaham hridi sannivista, and from him everything has emanated, janmadiyasyayata. All material manifestations, however, are temporary. The word svapna means, quote, dreams, end quote. Maya means illusion, and manorata means mental creations. Dreams, illusions, and mental creations are temporary. Similarly, all material creation is temporary, but Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the eternal Absolute Truth. Text 50. Tam eva hridi vinyasya vasudevam gurhasyam narayanam aniyamsam nirasir ajayat prabhum. Synonyms. Tam eva, him only, hridi, within the heart, vinyasya, placing Vasudevam, Lord Vasudev, Guha Asayam, who exists in everyone's heart, Narayanam, who is Narayan, or an expansion of Narayan, Aniyamsam, invisible to material eyes, although existing everywhere, Nirashi, Yasyati, or Yayati, without any material desires, Ajayat, Ayajat, worshipped Prabhum, the Supreme Lord. Translation, without material desires, Maharaj Yayati worshipped the Supreme Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart as Narayan and is invisible to material eyes, although existing everywhere. Purport, King Yayati, although externally seeming very fond of material enjoyment, was internally thinking of becoming an eternal servant of the Lord. Text 51. Evam Varsha Sahasrani Mahashastar Manashukam Vividano Pinatri Pyat Sarva Baumau Kad Indriyai. Synonyms. Evam, in this way, Varsha Sahasrani, for 1,000 years, Manashastai, by the mind and five knowledge acquiring senses, Manashukam, temporary happiness created by the mind, Vidadana, executing, Api, although Na Atripyat, could not be satisfied, Sarvabhauma, although he was the king of the entire world, Kat Indriyai, because of possessing impure senses. Although Maharaj Yayati was the king of the entire world and was engaging his mind and senses in enjoying material possessions for 1,000 years, he was unable to be satisfied. Purport. The Kad Indriya, or unpurified senses, can be purified if one engages the senses and mind in Krishna consciousness. Sarvapati Vinirmuktam Tatparat Vinirmalam. One must be freed from all designations. When one identifies himself with the material world, his senses are impure. But when one achieves spiritual realization and identifies himself as a servant of the Lord, his senses are purified immediately. Engagement of the purified senses in the service of the Lord is called bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchite. One may enjoy the senses for many thousands of years, but unless one purifies the senses, one cannot be happy. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 18th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, King Yayati Regains His Youth, end quote.